Let's analyze the characteristics mentioned: a very high melting point, hardness, and a non-conducting liquid form, and think about how they relate to the properties of molecular, metallic, covalent network, and ionic solids. Consider the general properties of each type of solid, such as their typical melting points, hardness, and conductivity, to help guide your reasoning. Can you think of a type of solid that typically exhibits a very high melting point and hardness, and how that might compare to the options provided?